Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. There are a number of etiquettes that must be followed when giving the khutbah of the Jum'ah. So these are addressed to the person giving the Jum'ah. And in fact, it's one of the greatest roles a Muslim can assume in this life, because he is assuming the role of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And imagine how many people you can guide and lead and direct to Islam through your sermon. But first of all, we have to learn what are the etiquettes and what can be done and what must not be done. Scholars say that there are pillars for the sermon of Jum'ah. And among these pillars, one, you must praise Allah. You have to say Alhamdulillah. And you have to offer salutation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad. And you have to recite at least an ayah, at least one verse. And, which is one of the main things, your sermon has to be considered among the people as a sermon. So if someone says, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad, aqim as-salah. This is not something that is considered to be a sermon. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to open his Friday sermon with a number of statements. Scholars say that one of the famous ones is khutbatul haja. And what is that? To say, inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This is normal. Then he recites three verses. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Then he always used to say أما بعد. And then he goes and speaks about following the Quran and Sunnah and avoiding bid'ah. فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ the worst of things مُحْدَثَاتُهَا the things that are innovated وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ every bid'ah, everything innovated, this is a bid'ah وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ and every innovation or every bid'ah is something that leads you astray and every ضَلَالَة وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ it ends in hellfire. Now imagine this by itself can be a sermon because it includes most of the deen, Quran and Sunnah and warning people about bid'ah and instructing them to follow the Sunnah. Then scholars say that the companions, when they described the Prophet's way of giving the khutbah, they said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he delivered the khutbah after opening it with such words, he used to raise his voice. His eyes would turn into red and his anger would be extreme, as if he's warning an army, as if he's warning his people that an army is coming by daytime or by nightfall. So if you're warning your people that there is an army coming to attack, how would you say, guys, there is an army that is about to annihilate you in 5 minutes. Take care, have a good day. No one would do this. And that means that the Prophet ﷺ, when he gave his sermon, he used to react with it. So many times you go into masjid and the imam is speaking in a voice that makes 50 or 70% of those attending sleep. Especially if he's talking about fire. So he says, fire, hell, is a very horrible place. People are tortured, and it's so huge. The temperature is hot, and everybody is sleeping. While the sunnah is, you should make the people react by saying, fire is something that throws fear in the hearts of the believers. Why? Because it is Allah's anger. When you speak like this, everybody is watching you and comprehending every single word that comes out of your mouth. And this is what the Prophet used to do, alayhi salam. Not that he was a violent person. On the contrary, we have no single narration that he killed or beaten anyone, with the exception of Umayyah ibn Khalaf. He's the only one that we know that the Prophet killed him. But we don't know the Prophet to be violent or someone who is driven by rage and anger. On the contrary, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one was calmer than him. But when it comes to Friday sermon, it's once a week. It is crucial and important that you deliver it in the same attitude and the same manner that the Prophet used to, alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, it is important to know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the length of a man's prayer and the shortness of a man's sermon is a great sign of his comprehension and knowledge. What does that mean? It means that on Friday, the shorter your sermon is, the longer your prayer is, this is a sign that you are a person of knowledge. You understand the sunnah. Nowadays, it is the other way around. People prolong the speech, the khutbah, the sermon, for half an hour, for 40 minutes, and when they pray, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So short. And this is not in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The soul of the khutbah, of the sermon, should be reminding people of Allah Azza wa Jal and preparing them for the day of judgment and giving them what benefits them. Sometimes you go to masjid and the khutbah from the beginning to the end is about elections and about who to elect and the role of politics in Islam. What is this? Is this part of the khutbah of the Prophet? No. Sometimes, unfortunately, you have paid imams. So they're working as an occupation, not as an obsession and a need to teach people. So they read the same book for the past 20 years. Every Jum'ah, they read the page. Every Jum'ah, they read it. And every 6 or 7 weeks, people start to challenge themselves. What do you think the khutbah would be? It's going to be about this or that. So no. I remember it's going to be about this. After khutbah, didn't I tell you? They know it by heart. Now do you consider this to be part of the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ? Not at all. Therefore, it is recommended that the imam invests a lot of time in preparation of the Friday sermon. Because it is the only sermon that people hear throughout the whole week. In Muslim countries, we hear it in the radio, we see it on the TV, with every Asr or Maghrib prayer, there is a lecture, there is a dars in the masjid. So you're always gaining knowledge, whether you like it or not. In some Muslim countries, people don't hear any word of advice except on Friday. And even Friday, it is fabricated. It is something that is so funny. And one of the brothers asked me a question last time. What is the ruling on giving the khutbah in your native language? Scholars say, if the majority of the people don't speak Arabic, then you have to have the pillars in Arabic. And that is, Alhamdulillah, Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. They say that not only praising Allah and offering salutation to the Prophet, you have to give the kalima, which is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. So it is not only sufficient to praise and to offer the salutation. These are important, which is the kalima or the shahada. And after that, you recite most of the verses in Arabic and you translate them. And the rest of the khutbah is in your native language. That's why when I travel abroad, especially to England, I deliver all of my khutbas in English. But if I'm in Saudi Arabia, I deliver all of my khutbas in Arabic, and it should be in Arabic. But if the majority do not understand, it wouldn't be wise at all to have it in Arabic while nobody's understanding what you are saying. And that is why scholars say, if a person is far away from the Imam and is unable to hear him, or the Imam is speaking in a language that he does not understand, what should I do in the remaining half hour? Scholars say, read the Quran, make dhikr, make dua, because I'm not benefiting from the sermon, I'm not understanding, or I'm not hearing, and therefore it is okay for you to engage yourself in something else. Among the things that the Prophet used to, alayhi salam, always repeat, خير الهدي هدي محمد وشر الأمور محدثاتها. The Prophet used to always emphasize on that the best of guidance is his guidance, and the worst of things are innovated matters. And all the time the Prophet used to warn us from innovating. Unfortunately, the majority of Muslims are innovators. And this shows you how far they are from the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how engaged they are in this dunya for their own welfare. So those imams who innovate, they don't want the welfare of their followers and congregation, they want the welfare of their bank accounts and their pockets. So they keep on fooling people and keep on diverting away from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The khutbah has to be, the main subject has to be how to get people closer to Allah. This is the core and the soul of the khutbah. Whether describing hell or describing paradise, or talking about the sunnah, or talking about halal and haram, teaching them regulations and rules of Islam, you have to have this objective in your mind to draw the people closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.